Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So let me share a quote with you. A goal without a plan is just a wish. That's one of my favorite quotes by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. And he's so spot on when it comes to planning. It's so important for us to be able to plan correctly. All right, guys, welcome to a video episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. And here's what I want to share with you. I just want to share that I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you who is either watching this live, which I hope you are, or you're watching it on the replay. So any way you look at it, I am really excited about the fact that you are here and watching this. So I've kind of upgraded. So let's talk about that favorite quote of mine. And today it's about, he's so spot on when it comes to, you know, when it comes to planning and setting and achieving your goals. So it's really important that as an entrepreneur, as a mujerpreneur, we really strive to achieve goals. As I said before, welcome everybody. If you are just joining in, my name is Marty Angel. I am known as the Latina Biz Coach. And I help everybody create, not everybody, I help the Latinas, I help the bilingual mujeres, I help the woman entrepreneur gain clarity and focus on who they serve so that they can up-level from their brick and mortar to click and order and they can begin to rock their six-figure biz. And today, I wanted to share with you that we are talking about five easy steps to setting attainable third quarter goals. As you know, the third quarter goals, you know, even though you're a business person, I'm going to break this down. So what are third quarter goals and fourth quarter goals? Setting, you know, third quarter goals and fourth quarter goals are really important. Basically, you just divide up the year into four pieces or into three pieces. So whether you look at it as third quarter goals or fourth quarter goals, it's just important that we set goals. Because like it's important that we set goals because we need to know where we're going. It's if you can imagine that setting goals, my friends, amigas, setting goals is like using the GPS. You've got to know where you're going in order to be able to tell the GPS where you're going so that it can show you how to get there, right? So how do you know that you've gotten to where you want to get to if you don't set that goal? That's so incredibly important and critically important. Tienen que poner metas, any way you look at it. I know this works because I've used these 5 simple rules that I'm going to share with you today that have helped me to accomplish success in beating my own time in a 50-mile bike ride and in my business in advancing to higher income goals and in my home by helping me to organize my closets, my drawers, and things like that. But I know that you want to hear the juicy one, right? You want to hear the juicy one. Look, how did it help me in the 50-mile bike ride? Well, let me share. So as I was rounding the bend around El Tigre, right? This hill was called El Tigre. And as I was rounding the bend and I thought, oh my God, I got to get to... So the ride was from here in San Diego, was from here in Tijuana all the way to Ensenada, right? So it was incredibly important for me, but I had to be careful not to overwhelm myself because I know myself. When I overwhelm, I start to procrastinate. And I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens a lot to me. Siempre, si empiezo a sentirme un poco frustrada, luego de repente me distraigo con otras cosas, right? So then I was writing and I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to get up this, I think it's a 5-7 mile hill. How am I going to get up to this part of the race, right? Let alone the part that comes afterwards. I just wanted to get up this hill. So what was I doing? I was breaking it down into small pieces. I wanted to get up this hill. And I thought to myself, how am I going to get up this hill? If I look behind me, I'm going to get scared at that I've only come this far, or it's going to look really scary. If I look way up ahead of me, I'm going to get overwhelmed and think, oh, I'm never going to make it because it was a really big hill. So instead, I grabbed the handlebars. I looked sort of down and in front of me, just a few feet, and I kept on going. And I kept on, you know, saying a mantra, I can do this. I got this. God's with me. I'm being helped. The angels are helping me. I can do this, you know, and it just kind of kept going, and I kept my focus and attention on just a few feet from my front tire. Lo and behold, before I knew it, I was at the top. And so I felt like just that part, just conquering El Tigre was a big thing for me. So it was just important that I didn't look all the way to where I didn't think about how far I still had left to go. What I was thinking about was just how to take one step at a time, right? Chunking it down. So step number one, obviously, is the same thing. Choose what you want to focus on. So example, I chose that I wanted to focus on just getting up that hill, right? So by being able to choose what you focus on, you then can tell your mind where you want to go. But there are questions. You have to ask yourself questions. Tienes que enfocarte. Tienes que escoger a qué enfocarte. What are you hoping? One of the critical questions is, what are you hoping to achieve this quarter? Whether it's in your business, in your personal life, or whatever, what are you hoping to achieve? Tienes que hacerte las preguntas. ¿Qué esperas lograr en este trimestre? ¿Qué esperas lograr? So think about it. Do you want to relax? You want to have more quality time with your family? Do you want to finish decluttering a closet? You have some sort of a project that you want to work on? Or you have some work related to a goal that you'd like to achieve inside your business? For example, increasing your income. That's a goal, right? But before you do that, any of those goals, you're going to need to figure out where to focus on. So for your business, because this is a podcast that is for the entrepreneur, the mujerpreneur, right? And we are here to be able to help you break it down, right? You, the mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus, right? So for your business, I want you to think of the bigger picture. What is the bigger picture? Is there something that you would like to achieve in the long run? Let's say you're in network marketing. Maybe there's a certain financial goal that you want to get to in the next 3 months, right? Maybe there is a rank advancement. Maybe there is bringing in some more people. If you have a brick and mortar business, maybe it's to get more sales of certain products instead of, making it really grandiose and saying, I want to sell more products. Get a little more specific and think about, I want to sell 12 more purses, right? I want to bring in 10 more customers. What is it that you want to achieve in the long run? Te tienes que preguntar, ¿hay algo que te gustaría lograr a largo plazo en tu negocio? Tienes que saber eso para poder hacer metas más chicas. So here's what I recommend. I recommend that you view this third quarter or fourth quarter as you get ready for the next year so that you're setting yourself up to succeed, to hit the ground running next year. So in 2023, you are already in motion. So you just want to, chunk things down. The focus is this quarter. Stay here. Remember how I told you I was riding that bike? And instead of looking at how far I still had left to go, I was only looking a few feet ahead of me and just to the side of me to make sure I didn't crash with anybody. But that way, I was focusing on what was here right now, the right now. So if you focus on this quarter, that should be something that will help you get there faster. Something as easy like cementing a new productive habit, right? And maybe that productive habit is checking in with your customers once a week. If it's a financial goal, maybe moving over $20 into your credit cards, even though you've already paid your monthly payment. Maybe it's just cleaning the shoe part of the closet. Whatever it is, the number two thing is choose small by choosing only three goals. So again, let me repeat that. Number two, choose small by only choosing three goals. Why do I say three? Everybody talks about five. I say three. Because you have to write them down. Now, remember, if it's not written down, it's not for real. Let me repeat that. If it's not written down, my friends, amigas, chulas, chicas, it is not for real. So you've got to ask yourself, what do you want to focus on? Choose three mini goals, not three, not five, not 10, and not any more. Because if you choose more, you're going to get into that space of overwhelm. Trust me, I've been there many times. Remember, you can only do so much. And if you scatter your focus all over the place, more than likely, you won't achieve what you want to achieve. So go small or not at all. Let me repeat that. Remember, I do this like I'm teaching my courses, right? My students in my college courses, they knew that if I said, let me repeat myself, they knew that they better take out their pen and their pen, pencil, and their notebook and write it down, because for sure, anything that I repeated was game for the quiz or the test. So the same thing goes for you. Let me repeat myself. Because when I say, let me repeat myself, it means it's important. Go small or not at all. So, step number three, because remember, this is five easy steps, and we're already on number three. Imagine the other two were simple. Step number three, create small daily action steps toward each goal. Notice how everything flows into each other. So you want to create small daily action steps toward each goal. Daily action. Notice I said daily action. Para las metas tienes que usar pasos de acción chicos. Diario, diario. Es muy importante que lo hagas diario. So now it's time to write a bite. So I call it write a bite. What you're going to do is you're going to write down bite-sized action steps that will help you achieve your mini goals, right? They're going to help you achieve your mini goals. Like, for instance, your goal may be to call five people or reach out to five new people today. Okay, so then you're going to need to break it down and you're going to need to say to yourself, okay, so I'm going to reach out to one person on Facebook, one person on Instagram. I'm going to text another person, and I'm going to email another person, and maybe I'll call somebody, right? So these are, each time you do this, you're going to check it off your checklist because you've written it down. Remember I told you, you got to write it down or else it's not for real. So you really need to take those bite-sized action steps that are going to help you achieve your mini goals. Each step and task should be something that you can do easily without feeling that overwhelm, because I promise, and I don't make promises I can't keep, if you begin to feel the overwhelm, the next step that happens is procrastination. I know, like I told you before, I've been there. Overwhelm leads to procrastination. So your biggest thing is to chunk it down into little steps so you don't fall into the pitfalls of overwhelm. Can you agree? Right? So because, like I said before, if it becomes too overwhelming, you've got to break it down. If you start to feel that, you know, like we do, we go, oh my God, you know, if you start to feel the mind getting scattered and you start hyperventilating a little bit, my friends, you're in overwhelm. You are in overwhelm. That is like the alarm phase. Do, 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 do. You got the alarm phase. You've got to pull back. You've got to take a look at those goals and decide, what am I going to do? You know, when you're writing them down in your journal, what am I going to do to make sure that I don't get into that overwhelm? So if you write them too big, you might find that you get into overwhelm. So it's really important that you write them down. Get a good journal and write them down. Some of my favorite journals will be linked below. But step number four, we are in step number four. See how fast it's done? Follow your progress. Now, step number four tends to be that step that everybody wants to just kind of skip over, hop over. Paso número cuatro es sumamente importante para que llegues a tus metas. Follow your progress. Because I promise you, if you don't follow your progress, you're not going to know if you're close or not. So now this is where everybody gets lost. Why? Because it's about numbers. And I have all, after 25 years of teaching college algebra, trust me, I know all the excuses as to why you don't want to follow the numbers. I know. It's too hard. I'm not good in math. I've never been good in math. Numbers and I don't get along. Math and I don't get along. Even to the point where subtraction and addition is for kids, not for me. I've heard it all. But I want to be honest with you. If you're anything like me, if you don't track your numbers, then I promise you, you're not going to want to look at it. I've been there. I've been there with you. I know what it feels like to not want to look at your numbers and skip over and get focused on something else or get distracted on something else, right? So I'm over here and I know that I need to be doing my numbers, but instead I'm over here looking at, affirmations or maybe I get into Canva because I love doing Canva. You guys all know I love doing Canva. And so Canva for me is a distraction. Sometimes I just start creating things and I'm going like, I know I need to look at the numbers. So here's how you can continue to look at the numbers. Celebrate the numbers. Celebrate the numbers. Remember to look at this goal often and celebrate. That's all. I'm not good at celebrating. One of the things I'm not good at, I'm good at a lot of things, but I'm really not good at celebrating myself. Why? Because somewhere along the line in my little head, when I was very little, I confused celebration with being conceited, celebration and conceit, and those are not the same. So celebrate each step that you complete. Celebration at every step of the way makes you get into that feeling, the feeling place of accomplishment. And that feeling place of accomplishment leads you into a place of elevated feelings. Now, why do I want to get you into elevated feelings? Because, now here's where I step out of character a little bit and get into my woo-woo-woo weird stuff, right? My sixth sense. Because when you feel about, you bring about. That which you feel about, you bring about. You're not going to get what you want. You're going to get what you feel about. So if you start to notice how you're feeling, you're going to realize, and then things don't happen when we're in that feeling space. They don't happen immediately. So often people say, well, I was feeling good and I still got that phone call that said that I owed extra money or whatever it is. Remember, it takes, there's a lag. There is a lag. So usually it's about, in my calculations, about 3 to 4 days. So if you want something to go well 3 to 4 days from now, you got to get into that elevated feeling place today, right now in this moment. So celebrate, my friends. And step number 5 is always remember to have fun. Always remember to have fun. Because if you don't have fun, you're not going to want to do it again. Think about when you were a child. Things that were fun. How many times did you like run and jump off into the pool and, you know, that cannonball thing? And you did it again and again because it was so fun. Think back. Get into that inner child feeling place, right? And remember, that which you have fun, you're going to want to repeat. So add some things you know you can look forward to on your journal or on your worksheets. If you need help getting a worksheet, please comment worksheet below and I will send you a worksheet, a freebie worksheet, so that you can begin to really be, you know, just start to write things down. I want you to remember, quiero que te acuerdes, the journey to success must be enjoyable and fun too. Life, my friends, is too short to not have fun. Take it from me, a two-time cancer survivor, and, you know, if I could tell you how many things that I've survived, you would probably think she's lying, but I'm not. So I want you to remember, take it from me. The journey to success needs to be, must be, and I'm not going to shit all over you, but it needs to be enjoyable and fun too. So those are the five things. Easy peasy. If you want to see them again, make sure that you revisit this video, save it, hit that bell and subscribe, and make sure to subscribe that you get all of my notifications. So I'm here. I'm not here too often, but when I'm here, I want to make sure that you know I'm here. I know for sure I'm here on Mondays doing the video podcast. That will later translate into the audio podcast. And I'm here every Friday sharing a tutorial for Canva. Why? Because I think Canva is fun. I love it. So remember, siempre, siempre, siempre hay que mantener nosotras en un estado de felicidad cuando estás trabajando. I promise it will work. So my friends, if you have found this talk beneficial, make sure to share it with someone who needs this. You can copy the link, hit that little arrow that says share, or perhaps maybe one of your team members. As well, I would love to invite you, now here comes the shameless plug, to my upcoming masterclass on September 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Facebook. Now you have to be a member of the Facebook. Below this video is going to be a link to see if you want to be a member of the Facebook group, or if a link to sign up for that masterclass. If you sign up for the masterclass, I will put you in that Facebook group where you can be with like-minded people and be able to share and grow together. September 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time in that Facebook group and on a Zoom link in case you want to talk to me, because I'll be answering questions. I would love to have you. So come and visit me in that masterclass where I'm going to give you new strategies to demystify the sale and gain more paying customers. I'll post the link, like I said, below in this video. And if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you go to the link below the podcast so you can take advantage of it right away and secure your space. I would be so incredibly grateful to serve you once again. As well, you may also want to get my free client attracting breakthrough call by signing up for the masterclass and showing up live. Once again, my friends, I want to say thank you, and to all of you who are watching on the video podcast and to all of you who are listening to the audio podcast, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. And I look forward to seeing you in the masterclass right back here on Monday. This is Marty Angel signing off, wishing you the best day ever. Gracias por estar aquí. Como siempre, su servidora, Marty Angel. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.